Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, welcome to Trundle Bed Tales, the podcast about Laura Ingalls Wilder, historic foodways, one-room schools, and other social history. This is Sarah Utoff, the host and creator of Trundle Bed Tales. Find us around the web under Trundle Bed Tales and on your favorite social media platform. If you listen or just have an account on iTunes, please leave positive feedback because that helps people find the show. This is the June 2019 Laura Ingalls Wilder update. We're going to get a jump on everything going on in Laura Ingalls Wilder fandom during June 2019. We'll also check in on Laura Ingalls Wilder Museum's having special events, the opening of the Laura Ingalls Wilder homesite season, and my programs. Find out more about Independence, Kansas, Baroque, Iowa, and Spring Valley, Minnesota after this. So, I want to start out before I get going on any details about what's going on specifically on Laura home sites. For people that are planning to travel this summer, it has been an incredibly wet year. This does not normally happen. So if you are planning on doing a Laura trip, make very, very sure that you have checked weather conditions that are coming up. If you do not have a weather alert system like in your car, then make sure you download an app on your phone if you have that as an option, or have a mobile weather radio or something like that, because things have been stirring up very quickly, and it has to do with the high humidity versus the cold air that's coming in. So there have been, night before last, there were 10 reported tornadoes in Iowa, just in Iowa, just in that one night. So I don't want to scare anybody off. People do tend to get scared, especially people from the coasts that don't deal with tornadoes much, but it isn't really that huge a deal. Tornadoes aren't like hurricanes. You know, a hurricane comes in and, you know, like a statewide of damage gets done. Tornadoes are a lot smaller than that. So don't think that, you know, horrible things are going to happen. You are probably going to be all right, but it's worth the effort to be prepared and to know what the weather is going to do as much as you can. Also, have a paper map with you, because most online, whether it's an app on your phone or a navigation system or Gromit, if you still have one of those, no matter what it is, it normally does not say the county. But if you are listening for alerts or warnings, they are almost always by county, not necessarily by road or city or anything like that. So make sure you have something with you that can tell you what county you're in, and be very observant as you're going along. There are signs on any major road, and a lot of the minor ones, that will tell you when you have crossed counties and what the county line is. If there's a group of you in your party, maybe just put one person just on that, of keeping track what county you're in. And also, the flooding is affecting things, so if check to make sure that whether the route you plan to take is in fact open. If you go to the state's Department of Transportation page, they will show any road closings on that for whatever states you're going into. If you are coming from the south, I-29, which is the interstate that kind of goes up right across the river, sort of on the west, it isn't in Iowa, but it's right across from Iowa's western border, most of the way up, well, pretty much all the way up as far as Iowa. And right now, it's also right by the Missouri River, and a good chunk of I-29 is closed right now. That's more toward the Missouri part of the state. So if you're coming in, you know, other ways, it might be fine, but pay attention to road closings. And even if you get, like, to the home sites, right now, DeSmet has been dealing with major problems with Lake Thompson flooding. There, if you are unaware, there have been, they've kind of made Lake Thompson into a state recreation area. So not only is there sort of the campground state park kind of stuff along one side, people have been very foolishly, in my opinion, building up along this kind of little spike of land that goes between Lake Thompson and Lake Henry. And those vehicles cannot be reached by car right now. So there are going to be a number of other places where that's true. So just be careful. Don't let it scare you off, but be aware. And if you are someplace where you're like in a city and you don't hear this refrain because they say it a lot, but turn around, don't drown, because honestly, even if it looks like it's fine, if you don't know what's under the water, the road that looks like it should be there may not be. If you saw some of the photos that they were sharing from Walnut Grove last year, where the road going out to the pageant grounds had pretty much collapsed, you'll know what I'm talking about. And I only wanted to mention that, and we're kind of going on in time. So we'll put that aside, and we'll talk about some more pleasant things. First off, I have only one program scheduled this June. It's not too late. If you'd like me to come to your town, check out your local library, museum, or service group and see if you can schedule me to come. But for right now, I just have the one event, and it is tomorrow, and it is at the Roland Public Library, and I'm going to be doing packing up with a one-room school kind of flair. So I hope that if anybody is within driving distance of Roland, that you'll turn out for the program. I've been to Roland several times now, and it's really a very nice place, and I highly encourage a visit. And it's going to be at 11 o'clock tomorrow, and I hope that I will see some of you there. Now, in terms of episodes on the podcast, I am working on trying to get better on that, and you will notice that it is not yet June 1st, and I actually got this recorded. Now, I had actually hoped to do it a little earlier, but apparently aiming for the 15th, I at least get it done before the 1st. So, improvement there, and hopefully we'll continue to be doing this. Look for the monthly update somewhere between the middle and the end of each month. And in the meantime, we are going to have a program, and I haven't created the event for it yet, but that's one of the things I'm going to do after I get off the phone. I'm going to be interviewing Polly T., who is, I had him on before, talking about visiting the sites that, where the TV show was recorded. The location shots for the TV show, which was pretty darn cool. And he's going to be back talking about meeting character. Now, this year is, of course, the 45th anniversary of the start of the Little House on the Prairie television show, and they are doing a big event this year at Walnut Grove. They are the ones with the most connection to the TV show, so, of course, they're going to do it. In fact, they just this week rolled out that they were going to do a meal where there was going to be a star at each table for a special event. And all those seats have now been taken. It took them like a day to sell out, but that's coming up next month. But with all that excitement coming up, I thought you'd like to talk to somebody who has really made it a focus and an effort to meet the actors of the television show. And you might get some ideas sort of how that works, some of the things you might think about to say, what not to do, what to expect, that kind of thing. So that's going to be this Sunday, June 2nd. Then I'm going to be doing another episode next week. I'm going to be talking to Amy Foster from the Laura Ingalls Wilder Museum in Walnut Grove about the reunion. And I have hopes of getting one more program interview in before then. I do not have a firm commitment from anybody, but I am hopeful I'm going to get one more in, and we'll see how that goes. So with that, let's get to the actual Laura events going on during June. Now, there is, at each one of the home sites, there is usually a big event during the year. And two of them are always in June, and that is Independence and Baroque. Now, Independence is going to be next weekend. It's called Prairie Days, and it used to be an entire weekend. Now it's just Saturday, but they still call it Prairie Days, and it is a great time to go down there. I was down there for it a few years back, and they have, besides the normal stuff being open, they have other things going on. They have a little kind of festival of tables and booths and stuff. They've got crafts going on. They usually have a speaker. This year it's going to be a descendant of Eliza Jane Wilder, who has been getting kind of into doing more of the Wilder things. So if you are interested in that, they have a full schedule online. There's events going all day. And if you want to go to Kansas and not have it be just visiting that one place and taking a book and reading sitting on a blanket, which is how I normally recommend people do the site, this would be the day to do it. Also, I recommend this as a spot for people who want to be Little Miss Laura, if you have a daughter who would like to do that. I forgot to double-check if they're doing Almanzo this year. I'm guessing that they're doing Almanzo. Double-check before you make a special trip. But they have had, in past years anyway, a lot lower participation in the contest than the other sites, than Walnut Grove or Pepin. And they do not have the commitment to a regular ongoing ambassadorship that Baroque has. So if you want to be Little Miss Laura, this Independence is the one to go to. The other one, the other home site that has their event in this month is Baroque, Iowa. They have Laura Ingalls Wilder Days. It's sort of like a small town days, without the beer tent, or at least that's what it was when I was there. They have crafts, events, all sorts of little contests. There's really stuff going on all day, both days, all weekend. I really can recommend it. There's a parade, all sorts of stuff. Not sure if I'm going to make it or not yet, but that's the plan. And then Spring Valley, Minnesota is having their ice cream social June 14th, so in between the two at 5 to 7. So if you happen to be near Spring Valley, that is a great chance to get out and support the museum. And even though I spent a whole lot at the beginning of this time talking about the weather, I think we actually covered everything. So we've got, I'm going to be at Roland, Iowa tomorrow. There's going to be events at Independence, Kansas, Baroque, Spring Valley this month. We are going to have episodes of the radio show on Sunday and on Wednesday this week. Look for their creation to show up on Facebook. And with that, thank you for joining the show. And remember, as always, to brighten the corner where you are.
Thank you.